You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
These are the times that try men's souls. In the course of our nation's history, the people have rallied bravely whenever the rights of men have been threatened. Today, a new crisis has arisen. Citizens, hear me out. This could happen to you.
People think I'm controversial, but the truth is, I'm a nice guy.
You know, I am. In the field of live entertainment, I'm a god!
I don't know what to do about the depression and the inflation and the Russians and the crime in the street. All I know is that first, you've got to get mad.
Let me tell you something, you low-life, lying, four-flushing sack of shit.
I will tell you, this is going to be something special.
Oh, yeah.
Just a show about nothing.
Yeah. Hell, I like you. You can come over to my house and f*** my sister.
Hey, hey. What is this? Ponderous, man. Ponderous. Ponderous.
It gets that way. After a while, anyway. Boy. WMDX, John and Gordy, in the morning, as usual, on a rainy, rainy morning this time around.
Very soggy out there. It's really wet and rainy and breezy. It's going to be miserable today.
It's the worst day possible.
I woke up.
Everybody, please stay home.
Charlie Shortino, first word was on the, you know, the first word on the graphic.
Yeah.
Dreary. Okay, Charlie. Yeah. Yeah. Why does he keep dressing like a mortician? You know, ever since you pointed that out.
I know.
That's bad news. Okay, so temperatures will stay in the 40s today. We'll check in with Brittany Merlot shortly. I thought today was going to be, what's happening here? We're going to do banana bread, the recipe taste testing thing. Is that today? Or is it?
Oh, I don't know.
I thought we changed it to Friday.
I sure hope it is today.
You brought in some banana bread,
yeah,
but John, missed the memo on
this. I'm not bringing.
You know,
banana
I thought
bread
I was
in.
Doing something nice, just occasionally bringing in baked goods for the people here at the station.
Right.
Catherine had to go out of her way to blow it out of proportion, yes. And now she wants to do a banana bread competition.
Well, I thought we, but didn't we just change it yesterday to Friday?
Yeah. We have changed the day that we agreed upon to bring in these different banana breads.
But
like three times we have changed it now.
Well, I'm glad we've changed
it. But she changed it back to today.
Well, that,
why would she do that?
I don't
That's
know
right.
why. She knows that today we were going to talk about the big bad bill, right? We're going to dissect the big bad bill.
All right, let's do that.
And now she's, you know, scheduled for today. Do we have time for the big bad bill?
No. Well, yes,
the big
we
bad
do.
Bill?
Absolutely.
The big bad bill, yeah.
The big beautiful bill.
No,
it's the
no,
big bad
it's
bill.
It's not a beautiful bill at all.
What are you talking
Trump's
about?
Going to Congress today to talk about the big beautiful bill in his mind.
No.
You don't know that. That's what they call it.
Is that? Right. Was this his tax cut thing, or what are you talking about?
It's
the big
reconciliation bill.
Oh.
It's the fund government.
Boy.
It's the fund the tax cuts. It's everything. It's everything's in this thing,
mm-hmm.
And we were going to dissect it today, but now we've got the damn banana bread contest going.
Okay, let's hold on to the banana bread later today.
Let's skip that.
We've got a couple of phone calls here.
All right, let's go to Dick right away.
Yeah.
Dick, thanks for calling.
Dick, good morning. What do you got?
Well, to that beautiful two-hour smoke blowing from the puppeteer to the puppet yesterday, nothing came of it. This was the thing he was going to end day one, if you remember. And then he also, remember when he said all of this stuff is just, you know, common sense, it's easy to do this. Now yesterday, he says that this is really complex.
Yeah.
Really.
Yeah.
Now you finally come to that conclusion. But the best part of the whole meeting is the fact that he honestly thinks he brokered something with Putin.
Yeah.
Putin basically told him, this will end on my terms.
Yep.
And that's all there is to it.
That's
I
right.
mean,
that's right.
He's so delusional, he thinks he really got something yesterday, and he got a great big nothing burger like he always does.
Mm-hmm.
But it just amazes me how media people are treating this, too, that it's a joke. It's a total joke. And he's a joke.
Yeah, it's almost shocking to watch this unroll, because now we're seeing just how empty and vacuous he is. He has no control over any of these individuals.
Especially
Putin. He's just smoking the cult. That's all he's doing right now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm doing a good job of that, but that's the only thing he's doing. My goodness.
Yep.
And then, you know, all of these issues across the board that he has no clue on, he just, you know, have you seen the latest AI-generated thing with him doing Journey song?
Yes.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah, that is just so outrageous. I guess there's a whole bunch of other clips in that, too. That is just,
that's just great.
Oh, we'll look into those. It's awful. My God. And he loves that stuff. Nice. He posts it.
Yeah.
It's nice we have a president that doesn't have much, you know, to really do other than, you know, comment on Bruce Springsteen and do this type of thing.
Yeah.
He has nothing really consequential to do.
That's it. All right, Dick, thank you for that call. Thank you.
Yeah.
Our number is 608-879-8255 if you'd like to chime in.
You know, we had another call on the line. Catherine called in probably to complain about the banana bread, but she hung up. Uh-oh, she won't ever stay on the line to actually tell us.
That's not good.
It's okay. We're preempting the banana bread competition. Oh, boy.
Must be angry about it.
We got other stories to cover here. I don't know. Okay.
Well, let's get into the big, beautiful bill.
Okay, let's get into the big
bad,
beautiful
bill.
All right, the bad, beautiful bill. Yes, okay. It's the big, bad bill. That's what I'm calling it, the BBB. Three Bs. All right, here it is. They've got deep cuts to Medicaid and food stamps. They're cutting at least $880 billion from that program.
Wow.
And while many adults on Medicaid have jobs, they may have trouble meeting the reporting requirements, obtaining exemptions, or landing enough hours each month to maintain their eligibility, the legislation would curtail states' ability to receive work requirement waivers in difficult economic times. You know, like the COVID pandemic, right?
Yeah, right.
If we had not, waived all of the requirements during COVID, no one would be getting pay. How would you put in 80 hours a month during COVID? That's one of the requirements to get Medicaid, okay? So you wouldn't be able to do it. So during a pandemic, the one we had gone through, and not having any way to get money or pay or be required, and then losing your health care during COVID. See, this is so insane. This is so cruel. This is not American, the way I see it anyway. And it's just outrageous. I'm telling you, they really have put together a bill here that is just crazy stuff. And by the way, they're limiting let's get to some of this. The price tag is a little more than $3.8 trillion over 10 years. And most of that is going to be added to the national debt. New systems are going to be put in place to discourage immigration in the U.S. What are they going to do? They're going to charge money for people who want to immigrate here or take asylum.
Okay.
So they're going to have to pay a fee, like $1,000 or $500. Immigrants are going to have any kind of money at all?
No.
They don't have a home. They have a suitcase, maybe at best, or a bag full of goods. New fees targeting electric cars. You know how they have those fees here in Wisconsin? You have to pay a higher price if you have an electric EV or a hybrid.
Right.
But now they're going to get in on the take here. They're going to charge $250 for an EV and $100 for a hybrid vehicle.
Okay.
And get this. There's a proposal to levy a $20 annual tax on gas vehicles, right? I mean, that sounds fair enough.
Right.
But the Republicans objected to that, so they threw that out. So no longer is there a $20 annual tax on gas vehicles, because we want more of those, right? It's like they're trying the hardest in the world to make this to destroy the Earth's atmosphere, or to kill us anyway. They're making it easier to yank the tax-exempt status of nonprofits the Trump administration deems as supporting terrorism. So if there's any group that is supporting the woke ideology, they're going to take the tax-exempt status away from them. It's going to end consumer tax credits, helping lower the cost of electric vehicles and buying energy-efficient appliances, rooftop solar, or insulation. They're going to take all that stuff away. I wanted to put rooftop solar
right
on a garage I wanted to build.
I remember that last year. You were going to do that. Yeah.
But because Trump was elected, I put off buying the garage. I mean, you know, I need all the money I can have at this point.
Okay.
And I was going to put the solar on that. But now he's going to get rid of the tax credits for solar and electric vehicles, all that stuff. And they're going to phase out tax credits that businesses use for electricity generation, like wind and solar. They're going to pivot away, and this is pretty devastating, away from the federal student loan programs.
Boy, here we go. This is all in the big, beautiful
this
bill.
This is in that.
That's what he calls it.
Right.
Yeah, right.
That's why I call it the big, bad bill.
Yeah, it's awesome.
They're going to make changes to the Affordable Care Act. Enrollment process. They're including shortening the open enrollment period. Can you believe that? It's already short enough. It's like 15 days or whatever it is to sign up for health care. Why do they want to shorten that? I don't even know why they have any kind of enrollment period at all. Just have people enroll when they can. And eliminate the ability of low-income Americans to sign up year-round. The package could result in 8.6 million people being uninsured by 2034. MEGA accounts for kids. Get this. This is the worst. This is the most egregious part of this whole thing.
Stand by for this one.
Create a new money account for growth and advancement. The acronym for that is MEGA. We're calling them MEGA kids. The federal government would provide a one-time $1,000 credit to the accounts of children born from 2025 through 2028. Who are U.S. citizens at birth. It would only be in effect from 2025 through 2028.
Okay.
While Trump is president. After that, forget it. Of course, this is going to be his reelection campaign.
MEGA kids.
You want to extend these things? The MEGA kids? You want your MEGA kids? Extend my presidency. No taxes on tips and overtime, but that's only in effect from 2025 to 2028. Senior citizens will receive a $4,000 increase in their standard deduction from 2025 through 2028. Then they expire. Some universities currently pay 1.4% tax on their net investment income from their endowments. The bill calls for raising that rate to as high as 21%, from 1.4% to 21%. Colleges are going to just love this stuff.
Man.
And that's just one look. That's
just part of it.
I only had time for putting that much together.
My God. And that's in the big, bad bill.
In the big, bad bill that Trump's trying to pass here.
He's going to Congress today. He's going to tell everybody what's in that bill. He doesn't know.
He has no idea
what's in it. Oh,
that's why they call it a beautiful bill.
Okay.
This is beauty. All right.
This portion of John and Gordy in the Morning is brought to you by the Madison Hearing Aid Center. They're at 4706 Cottage Grove Road. I've got my appointment today. I'll tell you how it goes tomorrow. Again, they...
It's not very painful. You know, good. They put needles in your ears.
No, they don't get anything. They have hearing aids there. They're not going to do anything. Okay. Fast and flexible appointments, convenience over complexity. They help people change their lives. Their number one goal isn't just selling hearing aids. It's improving the quality of life through better hearing. Check them out. MadisonHearingAidCenter.com. They have a hearing test right online.
Yeah.
You can check it out for yourself. MadisonHearingAidCenter.com. All right. When we come back, we'll check in with our WMDX chief meteorologist, Brittany Merlot, to tell us how much rain we're going to get here today. Coming right back.
Can't wait.
Yep. Big Bad Bill is sweet William now. Popping up that flow. Big Bad Bill is sweet William now.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
What's new with the weather? What's new? What's with the temperature now? What's the high?
What's the low? We do a little dance to that, don't we?
Yeah, we do. 92.7 WMDX.
A little Gene Kelly out in the street this
morning.
There you
go. Yeah, singing in the rain.
Yeah.
We got a lot of rain out there this morning, Brittany Merlot. What do you know? What, you got rain up there in Wausau?
You know, no. It was actually sunny when I woke up this morning. Now the clouds are starting to roll in. So we're going to get what you are, too, but just a little bit more delayed. You're going to get the worst of it, though.
Yeah.
I feel like to that song, we should be dancing with umbrellas.
Yes,
exactly. Yes. It's really,
you know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, it's coming down at a pretty good clip right now. We might get some a little bit of flash flooding here and there.
That's what I was thinking, because your area is actually in a marginal risk for some extreme rain. We're looking at 1 to 2 inches throughout just today, possibly. Wow. So flooding is definitely a concern out there. It's also going to be windy, right? You're feeling those gusts right now at about 30 miles per hour out of the east. They're going to hit about 40 as we go through this afternoon. So rain, wind. And wind chills on top of temperatures that are about 20 degrees cooler than our average highs. Yeah. Yuck.
Thought we got right rid now, of the wind chills.
No, we kept them alive, remember? Okay. We weren't going to let the Weather Service tell us what to do.
Nope.
So rain today, rain tonight too? And what about tomorrow?
We're still looking at chances of on and off light rain, spotty drizzle, still lingering through tomorrow, still staying breezy. Winds, of course, still pushing around 20, 30 miles per hour, and highs still in the low 50s. So the chance of showers ends by Thursday midday. It's gone. We'll see the sunshine coming back out. We'll hit about 60 degrees on Thursday. Tons of sunshine for Friday, Saturday, Sunday. But then Monday, still sun in the forecast, but we are looking at more chances for scattered showers and maybe a thunderstorm popping up in the afternoon on Memorial Day.
Okay. So most of Memorial Day weekend will be okay, but then Monday, maybe some more showers and a couple of pop-up thunderstorms.
Yep. Yeah.
Okay. You have plans
so
for the...
we're going to get the crummy weather out of the way now. Yeah, okay. Do I have any plans for Memorial Day?
Yeah, that's what I was about to ask you. Yes.
I just got the day off, so I'm trying to make all my plans right now, but absolutely, I'm going to be escaping somewhere in a tent, exploring something and outside the entire time. How about you guys?
I don't know. John, do you have any plans?
Well, I'll probably
Memorial Day picnic for you and the neighbors?
Oh, you know, I always celebrate the holidays.
John hasn't talked to his neighbors in 17 years. They avoid him like the plague.
Well, they avoid me like the plague, so I'm doing it back to them.
Okay.
Fair loss.
Yeah. That's right, Brittany. All right, very good. Well, we'll just try to dodge the raindrops here for the next couple of days. All right.
Yeah, Brittany, stay dry, guys. I'll talk to you later.
Have a great day.
Thanks a lot.
Our chief meteorologist, Brittany Merlot.
Yeah. Okay. You know, a while back in April, we were talking about DOGE trying to change up Social Security a little bit, okay?
Mm-hmm.
That was one of the things that they set out to do. And I have a few cuts here from back in April.
Yeah.
And this is Wired Magazine taking a look at it along with Mark Cuban. All right, why don't we check out? This is cut 67 from April.
Okay. Do we have that?
You got to give me a second, John.
I know that.
April's a long time ago.
I know that. I'm just giving you a few moments here. McKenna Kelly, senior writer at Wired, joined CBS America Decides to explain just what's going on at the Social Security Administration.
Yeah.
And these changes went into effect. So let's find out what happened here. Go ahead.
5 years was what the expectation is. And DOGE, what it's been stressed to my sources who I talked to for this, they want it done in a matter of weeks or months.
And what could happen if there is some glitch in that new source code?
The main concern with doing this translation, this modernization, is that you're not going to catch all of those edge cases. Beneficiaries will be overpaid or underpaid, but in some circumstances, they could not be paid at all, and the administration wouldn't have any idea if it happened.
And McKenna, you mentioned this effort in 2017 that was derailed by COVID. Does the initial work product or orientation of that 2017 plan still exist? And it would seem to me, as a novice, I don't know very much about this, that would be a place for the DOGE team to begin. Are they even paying any attention to that?
Not from the people that I'm speaking to. It doesn't sound like it. If anything, they are getting rid of a lot of the staff with this institutional knowledge on how to run these systems, who know this language. Because like I said, this is a very old language, right? Kids who are coming out of engineering school right now, it's something that they're not even learning. And so a lot of these folks are getting deferred resignations, like we've heard the fork in the road email, and also these early retirement packages. And it's those folks, right?
All right. So we know that they've made some source code changes and they're going to a new system. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people could be definitely affected by it. Let's go to Cut 69 now. And this is Mark Cuban and his input on this.
Mark Cuban calls out the government for cutting phone support and closing Social Security offices as a financial trap for seniors. Under a new federal overhaul, seniors can no longer call for help. Many in-person locations are being shut down. To access their benefits, they're now expected to go online, whether they can or not. Millions of elderly Americans don't own smartphones, don't use the internet, and don't have transportation to get to another office. Mark Cuban says this isn't modernization. It's targeted exclusion. The benefits system stays intact on paper, but the people it's supposed to serve are effectively being locked out. This isn't about efficiency. It's about making access so difficult, people quietly fall through the cracks. Social Security is being digitally walled off from the very people it was built to support. Cuban calls it horrific, and for millions of seniors, that's not an exaggeration.
All right, there you go.
Cuban.
Yeah.
It's very dramatic.
Yeah,
music.
I know. Very, very dramatic stuff there, huh? But guess this.
But
Social Security officials have pulled the plug on the ineffective DOGE programs that they put in place.
Yes.
Well.
Well, huh?
Who could have predicted.
What? Okay. It is 729. Coming up next, the Midwest's
Rain
Ag Report. Yes. Food and Farm About Your Table from Pam Yockey and her crew. We'll be back with more of John and Gordy in the morning for this rainy Tuesday.
WMTX 92.7. It's John and Gordy, John Peterson, Gordy Young in the morning with you. And great song. Haven't heard that in ages.
I know. Huey Lewis in the News.
Yeah.
I'm surprised this isn't another one that you're absolutely sick of from your years in rock radio.
Huey had a lot of great hits, but yeah they did get kind of overplayed there for a while.
It was a big deal on MTV at the time, though. Mm-hmm. He had a lot of videos out there at that point. We're playing that because we're going to get to a Jon Stewart cut in just a few moments here on drug pricing, okay, on The Daily Show.
It is 7:36. We've got rain showers. You can expect that through the day, so grab that umbrella and just, have it handy, okay? This portion of the show being brought to you by Verlo Mattress of Madison, one thing that remains a constant since they opened their doors way back in 1958. They are still direct-to-consumer, providing superior products at unbeatable prices. Verlo Mattress, two locations in Madison, East Side and West Side. Go to verlo.com for more information. And I want to remind you, you can sign up for the WMDX newsletter. It's easy to do. You know how to do it, John? You just jump online. You go to WMDXradio.com, and you'll find everything you need to know about signing up for the newsletter.
Right.
What?
It pops up on your screen, I believe.
It pops up on the screen, yes. And then you
get irritated. You get a little mad and angry at yourself. But then
why would you get irritated?
Fill it out.
You just have to fill it out once. Well, I suggest all the new employees, like Dom here, get on the WMDX website. Dom, you go to WMDXradio.com, okay?
Okay. It's a beautiful website, by the way.
Thank you.
Beautiful website.
Yeah, John and I put it together.
Yeah.
There we go.
So, yeah, we really worked hard on that.
Absolutely.
Catherine had a little something to do with it, but she keeps it updated. And
keeps tinkering with it, but, it's confusing to me. I'm not quite sure what she's up to.
So just go to the WMDXradio.com. Dom.com.
Dom.
And And then you'll see the pop-up there, and that's how you sign up for the newsletter. The newsletter comes out every Thursday. You got that?
I got that. I'm writing my notes right now.
Okay. All right.
We're taking a lot of notes here.
All right. Next thing you know, we'll be talking about the banana bread competition.
Oh, don't get me started. Is it today? Is it
tomorrow?
It's not.
When is it? Stop it. Stop it. I want to, you know, I came up with another note here that I discovered on Social Security. Okay, they pulled a plug on the ineffective DOGE program that they put in place. Okay, and I just want to bring this up. When you put people in charge of something they have no expertise in, then they shouldn't be doing anything with it. And it's not just Social Security; they have done this to every one of the administrative departments. Yeah. Okay.
USAID. So the list goes on and on.
It's total incompetence. They've screwed everything up. Yeah. You know, when they did this thing with Social Security, they had a plan involving a 3-day hold on all phone calls that came in on claims. And the staffers then had to check out the background of the people who called. Okay. So, you know, weed out fraud. And they only identified a couple of potential fraud cases, like two maybe, while causing significant delays in claiming processes. Right. So they got rid of this stupid plan that they put in place.
All right.
God. Okay. I look, you know, I just found that note. I just wanted to pass it along to you because I love getting on the soapbox. I am not angry. This is not angry, Johnny. I am just fed up to here. And damn it, I am... I am mad.
I know you're mad. Just calm. Remember your blood pressure, man. Have you been taking your meds? Come on.
All right.
Settle down.
So let's get to drug prices. You know, the drug prices are coming down for Medicare. Okay. Not a lot of people are on Medicare at this point yet, but if you are, this is good news for those on Medicare. Prices are coming down, and Jon Stewart took a look at this on The Daily Show. Let's check it out.
So in the dizzying run-up to this big announcement of the possible suspension of habeas corpus or maybe the appointment of another Fox News star or the naked bribery of our highest elected officials, none of those were Trump's big announcement.
President Trump just announced that prescription drug and pharmaceutical prices will be reduced by 30 to 80% almost immediately. This appears to be the major announcement that the president has been teasing for days.
I am having wanted that for years. Pharma has exploited the American consumer while we have in turn subsidized their whole industry with tax incentives and direct funds. But without getting into the weeds, explain this thing that I've wanted for a very long time, like I'm incredibly dumb.
Me too.
Drug prices will come down. We're getting them down 60, 70, 80, 90%. But actually more than that if you think about it.
What?
In the way mathematically.
If you think about it mathematically. How is this going to work?
The rest of the world's going to have to pay a little bit more, and America's going to pay a lot less. Basically, what we're doing is equalizing. There's a new word that I came up with, which I think is probably the best word. We're going to equalize.
Europe, Eureka, Euclid. Yeah, here it is. Equalize. I thought it sounded familiar.
Look, I would like to think that the tenacious pleadings of progressive leaders like Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders helped make this possible.
We are sick and tired of paying by far the highest prices in the world for prescription drugs.
I'm going to attack the prices on commonly used drugs.
Unfortunately, it turns out credit for the biggest, most important announcement in the history of this presidency goes to someone else.
I mean, I'll tell you a story. A friend of mine who's a businessman, very, very, very top guy. Most of you would have heard of him. A highly neurotic, brilliant businessman, seriously overweight.
Talking about himself?
That took a turn. Anyway, I'm sure public press conference is a rough way for this guy to find out that he is saved in Trump's phone as neurotic fat friend.
And he takes the fat shot drug.
You know, the fat shot.
And he called me up and he said, President, could I ask you a question? What? I'm in London and I just paid for this damn fat drug I take. I said, it's not working.
Yo, Rickles.
balls. That is ice cold. Hey, my friend, he's very successful. Went to London, and when they saw him, they changed the name of Big Ben to just Ben, because this guy's fat. Anyway, back to life-saving drug pricing.
I just paid $88, and in New York, I pay $1,300. What the hell is going on? He said, so I checked, and it's the same box made in the same plant by the same company. It's the identical pill. This is a great businessman, so, but he's not familiar with this crazy situation that we have.
Yeah, he was as stunned as he is fat. I mean, oh. Oh, boy, by the way, I don't know if anybody realized, but the fat shot somehow turned into a fat pill.
Yeah, how did that work?
In the middle of the story. It's how you know the story is true.
So there you go.
It's, oh, boy.
One look at
it. Yeah. The fat shot.
You know, it's such a flawed plan in the first place when you think about it, right? So he wants to equalize the price of drugs around the world, right? He's not, you know, happy enough to just control everything in the U.S. Now he wants to control the rest of the world. And here's the thing that I have with it, the problem I have with it, is that now he's asking that all the cheap drugs around the world have to increase their prices. All right. and then we lower ours a little bit. So,
that's
they
the plan.
Increase their prices, right? And we lower ours a little bit. And everybody is happy. Well, the drug companies would be happy because now everybody's paying kind of a higher price for drugs.
But it's equalized.
Now, we could negotiate the price of drugs instead of this master plan to control the rest of the world's drug prices.
Yeah, what would it take to do that?
Now, that seems like an easier plan, something anyone could do or at least think of doing.
Yeah.
But instead, he's going to do this.
Mm.
He's going to ask Europe and everybody else to pay higher prices for drugs. Really? They don't have to.
Right.
Yeah. It seems like it's a problem here in the U.S., so why are we dragging the rest of the world into this morass?
Yeah, they're not going to do that.
Right. They're not going to do it.
Yeah. Just need, you know, all we need is universal health care.
That's all.
That's
really, it.
That's all we,
yeah, again,
we got to make that commitment.
That's a theme here in this program.
That. Yeah.
If we pass something like that, the world, everybody would be happier. This country would be happier. No one would face medical bankruptcies, which is a real drag.
Yeah. We were talking about Social Security earlier today. Yeah. We got a text here from the Chuckster in Racine. Without notice and first reported in a Sunday newspaper, the Social Security office moves to Mount Pleasant. Let me get back here. Abruptly closed. And moved west, 8 miles away and out of town to a vacant, speculatively built commercial commerce center in a new development in the middle of nowhere, Mount Pleasant Industrial Park.
Yep.
The area is not served on any bus line for Social Security recipients
who
don't drive. The previous Social Security office was put up for a quick auction.
Musk's
Doge working to F the people.
That's right. They did that
from Chuckster and Racine.
They did that to the DMV.
Yeah.
When they required voter ID cards.
Right.
Yeah. Or you could just go to the DMV and get a card just to vote.
It.
You don't need a driver's license. Just get a card to vote.
Mm-hmm.
And so they moved the DMV out to the west side where there was no bus service.
Right.
That was a Scott Walker plan.
Incredible.
So now they're doing it to Social Security office. This is just ridiculous. This is
it's what they do.
They're just pushing people away, and I don't know why there is any support for this administration at all at this point. At least now they know. Remember, my brothers at Christmas said, oh, we'll just wait and see, because
wait,
I know my brothers voted for Trump for some crazy-ass reason. But they said, well, we'll just wait and see. I hope by now you have waited and seen.
Yeah, maybe they
enough.
Need to get their glasses checked if they're not seeing it yet.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
This can't happen.
Okay. It is 7:47, rain showers today. This portion of the show being brought to you by Madison Hearing Aid Center. They are on Cottage Grove Road in Madison. You can check them out on madisonhearingaidcenter.com. They have individualized care, not one size fits all. Every customer gets a tailored experience. I'm going there today for my appointment.
Well, they help me. They can help you, Gordy.
I hope so.
Yes. With the latest technology, Bluetooth technology, AI technology to help, at least tune the room to your hearing.
That's right. Their number one goal is helping people and helping to change their lives by improving the quality of life through better hearing. MadisonHearingAidCenter.com. That's MadisonHearingAidCenter.com. Go to their website. They've got a initial hearing test right there.
All
and
right.
They can set you up with an appointment.
Well, listen to this.
Okay.
Over 364,000 people in Canada have signed a petition calling for Musk's Canadian citizenship to be revoked.
Really?
Yes.
You're kidding
Let's
me.
Let's see it happen.
That would be
fantastic, wouldn't it?
Something.
Yeah. Okay. It's an official government petition.
Is it really?
Yes.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Hmm. Maybe that'll catch on. Maybe that'll... I wonder how many...
He's a citizen here.
All over. Well, here, up there, South
Remember,
Africa,
they were going to deport everybody with dual citizenship.
Right.
Whatever happened to that plan?
Hang on. We're going to wrap things up on a Tuesday morning right after this. We wish we could. Oh, no, there ain't no rest for the
wicked until we close our eyes for good. You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Terrific if you like eating leftovers.
Leftovers?
Leftovers?
I kept the leftovers.
The leftovers!
Just some leftovers.
Leftovers for a week and a half.
We ate those leftovers!
Funeral leftovers.
Leftovers. Enjoy.
Got a bunch of them right here. WMDX 92.7. Mm-hmm. It's John Peterson, Gordy Young in the morning.
The rain continues. It's 7:52. The rain is going to stick with us. It's been raining pretty hard this morning.
Don't panic.
I don't want to panic anybody, but there's some guy named Noah out in the parking lot, and he's asking for lumber and nails. And
Styrofoam boat didn't cut it?
Styrofoam boat's not good enough. Not going to do it.
Yeah. You're not going to be able to offload that boat to Noah.
Speaking of Noah, we got some Bible news here from
Mark
Prairie du Sac.
Said this, so is Trump going to edit the Bible in removing parts of Matthew that said, "For I was hungry and you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty and you gave me something to eat. I was a stranger. You welcomed me. I was naked and you clothed me. I was sick and you cared for me. I was in prison and you came to me."
Mm-hmm.
So why doesn't the big, beautiful bill include all of those requirements that Jesus laid out for them? I mean, it was there for the picking. They could have just taken up on that, right?
Why not?
But they did not do that.
Mm-hmm.
They opened the door for the Afrikaners, who were probably anti-Semitic, white supremacists, and they're going to be citizens.
Well, Trump is headed up to Capitol Hill today to explain the big, beautiful bill and get more support for it. He's going to put it all together.
He doesn't know what's in it.
Maybe he'll bring his Trump Bible with him and point.
Wave it around, right? Upside down.
He'll hold it upside down for everybody so they
understand that he's read it over and over.
He's in charge.
He's read it so many times, he's reading it upside down now.
Yeah, it's going to be quite a fun day up at Capitol Hill today. I'm sure they're looking forward to his visit.
Oh, God.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And then now, again, we thought we were going to do the banana bread thing today. It was changed to today at the last minute. The banana bread bake-off or whatever we're calling it for the best recipe didn't happen. So is it going to happen tomorrow? Is it going to happen Thursday? Is it going to happen Friday? We're up in the air about it.
We just don't
Nobody
know.
Knows.
Well,
Nobody,
I told
Sam,
you,
look,
I brought,
you brought in the banana bread.
Exactly. And what? I don't know if it's going to keep for a couple days. I used the last bananas I had to make it.
No, I think it's fine.
Great.
It's fine. Don't worry about it.
Oh, this is your way of sabotaging isn't it?
Is there any way to cut that bread up so we could eat some of it?
I brought two loaves. I brought a butter knife.
No, there's nothing in there. I should be eating it right here on the air right now.
I'm sure. Yeah, you do like to smack your gums in front of the microphone.
Leave me alone.
You're arguing about banana bread. Lack of cutlery.
It's not like we have all these leftovers. No one is, you know, we have banana bread leftovers now.
Yeah.
Well, you brought in two loaves, so we could at least let's cut up one of them and eat it today. And then can you save the other one? Just put it in a, you know, tin foil?
Sure.
Will it be okay?
I think that this is John's plan to sabotage me. He is trying to push the date back so that he can be in the competition, but mine is going to be a couple days old at that point.
Yeah. I thought I made my plans perfectly clear here. I am not participating in any banana bread competition. Help me, please. Help me.
You know what we ought to have? We ought to have a French toast competition. Oh, since you say you're such a good French toast chef.
I am. I'm a great French toast.
See, there we go. Let's get a French toast maker. Cook? Baker? What?
What are you trying to think of?
I can't think of it.
French toast
Never mind.
Connoisseur?
Look, I want to get to a story here. Can I just
get
to a
story?
Well,
we
got
do
a couple
it.
Of minutes.
Everybody,
go ahead.
Everybody loves, you know, ripping on Elon, so let's do that.
Okay.
All right?
Where is
that guy, right?
He's disappeared the last few weeks.
Well, in the months following the takeover, a large number of companies halted advertising on X, and he is back at it again. He's trying to defend X in the courts.
Oh, wait.
Here comes trouble. Oh, God.
You try to get to a story, and this is what happens.
You bring in your banana bread?
Oh, no.
Okay. You don't have time for any more stories. It's the end of the show. Give it up. For God's sakes.
Well, we got a minute and a half.
I hate to leave on a sour note.
When are we
banana bread.
When are we doing the banana bread thing?
You are making stuff up. You, Gordy.
What?
It was meant to be Friday.
You moved it yesterday on the Google calendar.
I moved it to yesterday to remind you that it's happening on Friday.
It's a reminder.
You didn't bring it in, right?
I did bring it in.
Oh, my God.
Why would you put it on the calendar for tomorrow if you meant it to be on Friday?
I reminded myself to go get the bananas. They are currently in my bag getting brown.
Well, I hope the Wisconsin State Journal and the Capital Times are on this story.
Good God. Okay.
Better story than whatever you had.
Oh, God.
I'll tell you what.
Where are you going?
These leftovers are going to have to wait till tomorrow.
We've got another minute left here now.
Do we?
Yeah.
Do we actually have a minute?
All right.
Okay, Elon is in the court.
Forget it. What? Okay.
French toast is my real specialty.
Oh, okay.
So we should have a French toast competition.
Yeah, I'm good on French toast, too. Yeah. All right, we'll work on that.
All right. Anyway,
No, we don't have time, John. Sorry. Tomorrow, Mike McCabe will join us, and he's got a new column on Substack, so we'll be discussing that.
Okay.
Yeah?
Or you think so, or are we going to talk about banana bread all day?
Okay. All right. Can you quickly do your story?
No.
30 seconds or less?
Can I? Yeah, I can. We got about a minute. All right?
Yeah.
Oh, so anyway, exactly Musk is in court because a lot of advertisers dropped out. Lego, Shell, Nestle, just to name a few. Musk responded with a lawsuit against these clients alleging that they had illegally boycotted his platforms. What? How illegal is that?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
They don't want to advertise if they don't want to advertise, if they want to leave X,
it's just going to bail out.
They can
out.
Do that.
Okay. Okay, good.
He's in court trying to defend himself.
All right.
Thank goodness.
Okay. Stephanie Miller's coming up next. We hope you'll join us tomorrow, regardless of what you heard today. We'll be back in 22 hours. Have a great day. Stephanie Miller's next. So long.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, thank you. All right. None.
What are you going to do?
I don't know. I don't know.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.